Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Enjoy.
Enjoy. That's the word. Good evening, North State, and welcome to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is the Enjoy Hour. With my lovely cohort here,
Ms. I'm Rhonda Alvey.
Alvey
from Enjoy Magazine.
Yes, ma'am, you are the king, the queen. Who's in charge? Who's in charge? Who's on second?
What's on first?
Well, you know, right? The world is in chaos. You just when we sit here and even have to listen to the news before we come in, like we put our headphones on, and for like the last 30 seconds maybe right before we come on air. It's so depressing.
It's just like it makes me anxious.
I know.
Don't
well,
like
there's too many people doing horrible things. This when we came right on, they were talking about another war going on between two another new nation. I didn't even know it was even happening.
Crazy.
So sad. Anyway.
So that's why we get
that's
to come on
here.
The yeah. That's why we get to come on the air.
And
yeah.
Joyful and enjoyment.
This is enjoy. Yes. Let's talk about enjoyful. Joyful
yeah.
stuff.
So we obviously introduced each other, Rhonda, but we also have Mr. Blake Fisher back from Viva Downtown. He is
Yay.
Back on Terra Firma in Reading after a stint at the Capitol.
At the nation's capital
That's
in Washington,
so cool.
D.C.
We talked about this before you left, but just go ahead and if people are just tuning in, fill us in on the program or what it was that you were blessed with and what you got to do, which was so, so cool and unique.
Well, guys, it was so fun. So, yes, my name is Blake Fisher. I'm the Viva Downtown program coordinator. It's really nice to be back, and it's nice to see James.
It was like a vacuum when you left. There was like this back, like, you know, what is it? We're on a fire when it sucks the air out of the room. It was like, oh, where's Blake?
Oh,
your
no.
face, you were never anywhere around. It was weird.
And that's why I'm so glad to be back, because now my face is going to be
everywhere. Right?
Well, yes, you know, this summer was great. I picked up a summer internship in our congressional offices that represent California District 1, which is our district.
Yep.
And so I worked in Congressman LaMalfa's office, and that was such a great experience because I actually got to be at Capitol Hill mm-hmm. and walk the halls of so much history and meet so many great minds, and mm-hmm. it was a really great time. My, you know, D.C. is not just, you know, the nation's capital. You mm-hmm. actually get to see this beautiful, functioning arts and culture city, and coming from Viva Downtown, it was an honor to walk around and see so many great museums and embassies.
I have to be really honest with you. I've been through that part of the world, but I have never been able to go look at any of the buildings or monuments of any kind.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like one of my favorite places. We don't have that in California
Mm-mm.
like they
no,
do there.
No, East Coast is really weird. And when I think about like California and East Coast, so East Coast, everything's green.
Yeah.
It's lush and green and forest-like. And, guys, it rains maybe twice a week, three times a week, while we're over here in California saying, please rain.
I know.
And all of their architecture is original. You know, California had so many earthquakes and fires and mm-hmm. over the time.
We just have to keep rebuilding.
We just keep rebuilding over here. While you go over to, you know, Washington, D.C., and it's like you have these bars that are in old buildings from the 1700s that they've just redone. And,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, everything is beautiful. I actually got to live, if we're talking about downtown and preserving history, the house that I got to live in was a revitalized brick fire engine house built in the late 1800s.
Wow.
And that's an honor because we get to work out of the IOOF hall, which was built in 1888.
Mm.
So this one was also near the 1880s that this firehouse was built. And my roommate, his name was Aaron. He works for the United States Botanic Gardens.
Oh, that's
cool.
A beautiful place.
Oh, my,
my
gosh. That is, you know, our nation's greenhouse. It was started by George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, mm-hmm. and they wanted to get all of the plants from across America and have one space that everybody can see the benefits of them and why they're useful and the beauty of it. And so what Aaron does is he not only works at the Botanic Gardens, but he also manages all of the plants that you see in the United States Capitol.
Oh,
so when
wow.
you're walking in there.
Oh, wow.
And then he delivers the plants to every single senator that we have across the nation, too. So,
how old is he?
He is 32, so he's a couple years older than me.
Yeah.
And we became friends.
That seems like a lot.
That's amazing.
That's a lot.
I'm like, that seems like a lot.
We always look at the, like, elected officials and the, congressional members, but when you're actually on Capitol Hill, you get to see the behind the scenes of all the people that give the tours.
They pretty much don't do anything. It's everybody else doing it.
Everybody else is. Everybody doing stuff. You know what? The biggest learning experience was it's 20 to 30 year olds that are really running the country because you have all these young staffers, interns, and everybody working in the offices that stay there year round.
And that is, truly, I mean, I don't mean to say this in a derogatory way, but that is truly true, right? Like, these people that are in office supposed to be representing us, are they doing things? Yeah, but they're kind of stuff shirts that but I mean, seriously, they're not doing a whole hell of a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of progress is being made in any direction. And so, you know, all the garbage that goes on behind the scenes that make the whole system work are being done by the true workers.
By the actual workers. And you get to see all the young legislators in the offices. And then you actually get to see the people that maintain the history of the Capitol. So all the people that polish the statues, and there's somebody that, you know, makes sure that the plants look a certain way, that the statues look a certain way. It's like you get to, it's theatrics. There's so much theater that goes into, you know, making the Capitol.
Well, look at this, the whole thing with the Queen passing. Talk about theatrics.
Oh my
goodness.
For the
love of God, it goes on for weeks.
That was one of my last days in the office, at the Capitol because they, you know, it said Queen is in, critical care, and then Queen passed away.
Yeah, I didn't really expect that to happen. I heard that she was sick, but I thought, okay, sure.
That happened so fast, and she just met the prime minister
again. And yeah, during the same day, she was the swearing in of a new prime minister.
My gosh.
I mean, there's all kinds of stuff going on.
Washington D.C. was beautiful. I would not trade that experience for the world. I never did the eighth grade trip to Washington D.C.
Yeah,
and so this
Neither
is my.
I just went like 3 years ago for the first time.
It's incredible. It's a lot bigger than I think we realize. You go over to the National Mall, and the monuments are so large that your forced perception goes into thinking, oh, I could walk to all these in one day.
Yeah.
And you start walking, and the Washington Monument gets farther and farther and farther and farther.
It's like an optical illusion.
It's a huge optical illusion. And but they're stunning. The Washington Monument is a great place to go, and you get to see everything. And a lot of Europeans come and visit the Capitol.
Sure.
I even saw the President of the United States, and we were so close.
Who was that? I'm just joking.
Well, that one was so funny. I went and found him because they were doing a kickoff to midterm elections.
I went and found him.
I went and found him because he did a post, and so it was in Maryland. I took the train, and we got shoved in the overflow. We couldn't go to the actual area, and we thought we're not going to see the President, so we're all trying to leave. And then they said, oh, the President's somewhere, and so nobody can leave. The doors bust open. Joe Biden walks in, and the first thing that he says is, hi, I'm Joe Biden.
That's good to know.
Yeah, I was like, oh, my God.
I'm glad you know who
you
are. Because I know who you are.
And
that's so funny.
Yeah. So it was a great time, and I went to the Turkish embassy, and I had Turkish coffee. That was cool. We talked about, you know, the importance of Turkey in the world. And
Turkey is a very highly positioned and political country, and its location and how it is the bridge between East and West, and all the things that they do and control. I mean, you know, entrance into seas and oil fields and islands. I mean, and, you know, they're right now having some unfortunate problems with Greece.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. And it's amazing to see how important they are for being a place for so many refugees from across the nations that surround them.
And they've got a wicked military. I mean, they're like one of the top militaries of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, obviously there's been a lot of contribution, but they've given the Ukraine some of their top drones, and it's because of those drones that Ukraine has actually made a push back against Russia. Yeah, so
They're important, and being in their embassy, it's like a beautiful art historic piece.
I can imagine the architecture.
And I had Turkish coffee at the Turkish embassy.
Turkish coffee is amazing. Was it done traditionally in the sand?
Yes, and then they did the
big high pour.
Yes.
I love it. That's the part of stuff about traveling and culture I love is, you know, their how they prepare food or, you know, their celebrations. You know, food, no matter what culture you're in, it seems to be the gathering point, right? But it's how we prepare food and how
all the
we,
traditions
and how we present it and the traditions and where it came from. And
it means so much. And going in D.C., you can find things that are so foreign around here, like Ethiopian food right around the corner. Yeah. There was a Michelin star Indian restaurant that was up the street from me, and it's like.
Now, did you notice if you'd ate there and had Ethiopian food, did you detect the Italian influence?
No, I didn't.
No,
I didn't. My palate did not recognize that.
Because a lot of people don't realize, but at one point Ethiopia was part of Rome. And there are many, many aquifers and architecture in Ethiopia that are Roman columns and the whole thing. I mean, if you didn't know and somebody just took a picture, you would think that you were somewhere in the old Roman Empire in Italy and stuff. But there is a lot of Mediterranean or Italian influence a lot on Ethiopian food, even though they have their own, you know, because of how, you know, conquering went throughout history. There's always like these little brushes of things that incorporated in other countries' foods.
James is quite international, yeah, I'm realizing.
He does read an awful lot.
I love that stuff. That's my thing. I can just listen and read that kind of stuff all the time.
Well, guys, thank you so much for having me on. D.C. was beautiful, and I'm so glad I got to do the internship and see and learn more about our district and just see what we need to fix, you know, in our area with fires and droughts.
We have two other guests tonight, they will start at the 6:30, so we're going to take a break and we'll come back. We still have
a
little bit of time.
We can talk about Viva Downtown and what's going
and all
on
that
downtown.
Kind of stuff. So. So North State, sit back, relax, and we'll be right back.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
B&T Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 800 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit B&T Satellite, your local premier Dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary, 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device. By 2030, it is estimated that there will be 71 million people aged 65 years old and older in America. As the number of older Americans increases, so will the number of caregivers needed to provide care. According to PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, caregiver burnout can occur. Be aware of the warning signs. Emotional and physical exhaustion. Withdrawal from friends, family, and other loved ones. Loss of interest in activities which you previously enjoyed. Changes in appetite, weight, or sleep patterns. Getting sick more often. Feelings of alienation, helplessness, or hopelessness. Excessive use of alcohol, medications, or sleeping pills. Feeling stressed in the patient's presence. If you recognize the warning signs, contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 530-842-1687 for your free caregiver support books. Call 530-842-1687 or visit our website at psa2.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Oh, yeah.
I like that song.
My good jam. This is right in my wheelhouse, Tears for Fears. Welcome back, everybody. Again, you're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and this is the Enjoy Hour. And there's myself, James Mazzotta, with Enjoy.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy, and we're still here with Blake Fisher. I don't know, did we introduce him?
Yeah, we did.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
And we have been talking about his wonderful experience in Washington, D.C., working in the Capitol for Doug LaMalfa for a bit during the summer.
Yeah.
And how's Doug?
You know what? He was a really nice person.
Yep.
He was really nice. He's really tall. I don't think people realize how
he
tall.
He is tall.
Because James is tall, but I think Doug's like, he's just a big guy. Yeah. And what's cool about Doug, because he doesn't want to be called congressman.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to be called, you know, honorable. He just wants to be called Doug or chief, you know, or just friend. And what was so different from him and the rest of the representatives from across the United States was that he talked to every single person. Whether you're an intern or a staffer, any age, or Democrat or Republican, he gave the time of the day to them. And he was just very respectable to a lot of people. And he was pretty funny.
Yeah.
To a lot of
people. Well, that's
good
to know, because you got to see, I mean, obviously everybody is human, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, when you actually have to be with somebody at work, you get to see, you know, even if they're working hard to maintain face, you can see the cracks when things, right? So you would know that he seems like a nice guy, but he could have, you know, this, that, or the other thing. But if you spent that time and you really felt like he was a genuinely decent human being, that's nice. That's a nice person to work for.
It says a lot. I think the biggest learning experience this summer with D.C., and thank you guys for letting me talk about D.C., because there's so many things that are happening in the North State that we get to cover tonight.
Yeah, it's all happening everywhere.
D.C. and, like, media, I feel like we get so caught up in the political theater, and then when you're actually working in D.C., not many people are very politically, like, charged. You can have conversations with Democrats and Republicans, and you just realize they're people that are there for a job.
As it should
be. And they have their, you know, dreams.
That's
and
the basis of our that's the basis of our nation since its inception.
Yeah.
Right? It's like you love to be an American together.
Exactly.
Right? And you have your own thoughts, and you're able to share them. And, you know, I may not agree with them, but that doesn't mean I have to go off my deep end over it, right?
Exactly.
Like, I mean, I just think, that's not how I think. But you know what? We're having dinner here, and we're friends, and everything's okay, and that's all right.
And it goes back to, like, the real reason why I think congressional representatives are so important and where we have to start getting away from the political theater is because, you know, for California District 1, we really struggle as Californians with drought, fires.
Mm-hmm.
Those are our big things, drought and fires.
Yeah.
And so when you look at, you know, these congressional representatives, I would rather have someone not be on Fox News every single day being like a celebrity and actually secure funding for our area during these fires. So it was good. I think I got to learn more about, you know, we get to see the behind the scenes saying when you elect your congressional representative, Democrat or Republican, you want them to actually represent and say if there's a big issue in your area, we want to address it and get help and support.
You mean work for your constituents?
Actually work for your constituents. I think that's so important.
Man, and that's a mind blower.
That was a mind blower. I was like, goodness.
Well, welcome home.
Thank you. Yes. It feels good to be home. And these are my constituents in downtown Reading.
There you go.
And it's just great to see you and James and Rhonda. And it made me, you know, being in D.C., all I know is that, yes, it's a cool city, it's arts and culture, but it made me appreciate what we're doing here in Reading so much more, and it just feels good to be home again.
Yeah. And it's good to see you.
Yeah.
It really is.
I told him it was
missed.
Like a vacuum when he left. I felt like the air got pulled out of the room for a bit, because I was like, where's you? It's like my watch, like, where's Blake? He's supposed to be walking down the street. so what's going on, speaking of that?
Let's really quickly talk about Viva Downtown and what's going on downtown.
We'll cover downtown. So back into Viva Downtown, we are, you know, we've had a great summer with the Art Hunger. I don't know if you guys popped into the Art Hunger, but every single month we have a different event. With every single month highlighting about 85 to 90 different artists each month. This last month we did the pop art event, and that was a really cool event.
They do some, that their whole design when they lay it out is amazing. The one with it was like the old video Blockbuster. That was so genius.
That's so cool.
All the stuff, the graphics they did was, it's so real, right?
Carlo and Mario and all of the artists in the area. If anybody says that Redding's not an artistic area, they have to pop into the Art Hunger and Old City Hall and all of our theaters and see how many talented artists there are in the area. So the Art Hunger is still open. They're going to end this month in September, but I think we're going to keep them a little while longer in the Halloween season, and we'll talk more about that next
week. That would be fun, a costume party.
You know what? I do have to say that Carlo is, Art Hunger is the curator for Riverfront Playhouse's gallery wall. So he comes every play and hangs up new art. So we appreciate everything he does for us. He's awesome.
That makes me really happy.
Yeah.
And they're about out and about all the time. Last night at about, I don't know, it must have been like 9:30, 10 o'clock, I was down at the Reading Fashion Alliance with Yvonne getting, you know, we're remodeling the store right now, and the front door was open, and they came walking by. They were walking the dog and stuff, but they were still out and about downtown doing stuff, and I was like, yep, here we are. We're all the same people all down here working our heart out.
It's like we have to get stuff done. And it was so exciting because today they just announced to me that Art Hunger is one of the candidates for Best of the North State.
So
they the art gallery section, Art Hunker has made it. So everyone,
well, that's an easy choice.
Yeah. I mean, and they're everywhere. They've shown that they can make any space an art gallery, and I'm really proud of them because they've been doing this for about 3 years.
Yeah.
It's taken some time.
Yeah, but yeah.
And it really picked up, and
they're
I'm so
proud
really
of them.
They're
just really great
humans. They're good humans, and that's what I think I missed the most this summer was not being here for the Art Hunger. So they're doing that gallery. You know, next Tuesday in downtown, we're doing the Candidates Forum. Viva Downtown and the League of Women Voters partner together every single year to kick off election season. And so Tuesday at 6 p.m. at the Cascade Theater, we're going to have all 10 candidates.
Ooh. That's crazy.
That are really running for city council over at the Cascade Theater for a forum that we're going to go over and hear their answers for why they would be good candidates for the city
of Vernon.
That's fun. And so that's open to the public. I believe it's a free event.
I like that kind of stuff.
Oh, my gosh. It's political. Yeah, forget D.C. Let's get back to where the real grassroots movement
happened.
Back at home.
I'm a big fan of forums and debates. I like to see what people have to say.
And with 10 people, there are 3 seats open this year for city council. And so this is a great opportunity to see who wants to step into the arena and make our city a better place. So 6 p.m. next Tuesday, I don't have the date in my mind, but next Tuesday
the 20th,
at the Cascade, I believe so.
The 20th, yeah.
At the Cascade Theater, and so that would be a great thing. And then this Saturday, if you like beer, if you like wine, if you like food, we're closing down the streets for the annual Reading Beer and Wine Festival. It's returning to downtown after a hiatus after COVID-19.
Oh, thank goodness.
I got my ticket today.
Ooh, and you get, I love that. And that's coming, and you know, it's like, this is one of our biggest events. I think it's the kickoff to a lot of the fall event season.
Yeah. We've had a busy fall.
And it's $50. You get yourself a tasting glass. You can drink as much beer as you'd like or wine responsibly. And there's food and food from a lot of wonderful different local restaurants in the area. And
it's not, most people are pretty responsible. There's a few that you'll see the next morning as face down underneath a post office box or something, in a drop point or something. So
and we say go to the post office for a good brunch if we see them. Yeah. And there's a lot of great art galleries. It's an art adventure too. So we talk about the beer and wine and the food, but this is a great time to see all of our local artisans that are in the area too.
Yep.
So a lot of things are happening in downtown. So we've got events, elections, and art going on,
and building,
still
everywhere.
So much building. Apparently, all of the, from what I've heard recently, just coming back, is that the big projects that we see over in Block 7 is the former California Street parking lot. It's now become housing and parking, and Shasta College is going to be expanding there.
And a lot of it is supposed to be done next month.
next month.
Really?
Yeah. I applied for that housing.
You did?
I want to walk to work, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Gas is so expensive, well, and it's just so convenient.
You need to talk to Blake, because Blake actually lives in the first set of houses.
Do you really?
Yeah, I live in the ones up the street, so if everybody is wants it, to come over to egg my house.
I would assume it's convenient.
Yeah, it's so nice, and it's great to live in downtown. And the difference is we want to see more people living in downtown because post-World War II, we got into this whole suburbia mindset, which is okay, but our downtown started
failing. Not everybody
is
walkable
suburban.
Cities.
Mm-hmm. Oh. He knows walkable cities. Yeah. Well, I hope you get the housing. You and I can be neighbors, and you and I can walk to KCNR together.
All the time.
Right. So they said, yes, it's either October or November we're going to start seeing these projects be completed after years
that's fast. Of waiting. They don't look like they're far along, but they don't look that far along.
Exactly. And you know what? That's about 80 new units that are going to be opening up in downtown. So with that PSA announcement, if you're interested in living in downtown, follow Viva Downtown and check out, you know, K2 Development and reach out to the city of Reading because we want to see more people living in downtown. And heck, at KCNR, we would love to have you be our neighbors.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
And welcome home.
Welcome home.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. So we're going to take our next break and introduce our next set of guests. So sit back, relax. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle. Right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
And
We are back again. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, and this is the Enjoy Hour. What is it that you're doing to me in the booth there? These are all my jams. I love this. It's awesome. Thank you. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel a little old, but that's okay.
That sure makes me happy.
Because I am, but that's all right. Hey, listen, we are back. And again, this is the Enjoy Hour. I'm James Mazzotta.
And I'm Ron Dalby.
And we just got done with Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown. And we have our next guest in the studio. But I want to take one split second and just remind people that this next week on the 22nd is Caffeinate for a Cause. And that is a partnership where local businesses, owners, and people get to pretend we're special and celebrities, and we help to fundraise through Dutch Brothers Coffee, through donation, day of, and also digitally online to raise funds for Turtle Bay. And we are raising money for their animal division, the park with the animals. So we also have animals. Yeah, I actually have Blossom here. Yes. Blossom is their new skunk that they have, and then they have Gucci, who's a baby possum. We got to meet all of them yesterday. So my wife and I will be representing Enjoy, and Yvonne will be representing the Reading Fashion Alliance, and we will be at the downtown Dutch Bros, and so we really hope that you'll drive through and let us. I'm going to actually bring a vacuum, I think, and I'm going to try to crawl through your window and vacuum up any of your change that I can see in the car. So that's how I'm going to get money from you. But yeah, so on that day, come on down, support Caffeinate for a Cause. We'd really love to see you. So,
and you know what James is drinking right now?
Yes, this is a large iced 2-shot only sugar free kicker. That's my poison. It's delicious.
Yeah.
So anyway.
So, let's introduce our next guest.
Why don't we?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have Janelle Peterson and Janice Logan
Janelle
here.
Pearson.
Sorry, I'm sorry, Peterson. Okay. I was like, that. Yes, I can't read. I can barely see even with my glasses on. And they are here to talk about the, what is it, Reading Roots Festival?
Reading Roots Revival
Music
Festival.
This is the third.
Yes.
So was there a break during COVID?
There was a break in 2020. Our first festival was in 2019. And then in 2021, we went ahead and went for it. But it's still a little scary. This year, though, it's looking really good.
Oh, yeah. We're all down. Everybody's been sick or vaccinated.
Exactly.
We're all done.
Right. Exactly.
So anyway, you guys are long-term kind of supporters of Reading in general, just as fine citizens, but you also are business owners and have been business owners. So why don't you just share with us a little bit, we'll start with one or the other, about who you are, how you came to Reading, and, you know, what made you do what you're doing.
Oh, my gosh. My name is Janice Logan. I came to Reading in 94.
Okay.
I wasn't sure how well I was going to like it, and then I met my husband, and I thought, okay, I'll stay, and now you can't take me away.
Is that the bearded creature over there?
Yep, that's that bearded creature over there. And I love, love, love Reading and all it has to offer. So, and then I ended up partnering with my brother-in-law and opening Vintage Wine Bar and Restaurant. And fast forward, we had music.
That was a big mainstay. I mean,
yes.
You guys have been one of the OGs holding down downtown.
Yes, I think way back in the day it was Billy Von Bay's and the post office, and you could go in between the two.
Mm-hmm.
And
I forgot about Billy Von Bay's.
Do you remember?
Yeah. Wow.
And that, I felt like the music scene was alive then. And then there was kind of this lull, and I feel that Vintage kind of
there was the Clover Club,
back.
Too, for that was on its way out.
Yes,
at that time. Yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. I remember.
And you and Janelle partnered.
Yes, correct. I met Janelle at Vintage, and a musician was touring, coming through, and I called up Janelle, and I said, hey, what do you think about having musicians, they're coming up and down I-5, they usually drive through the night or sleep here, they don't necessarily play. What about a play-and-stay package? And that's how it evolved.
Mm-hmm.
And the little part of the puzzle that's missing is that
Janelle, you own the Bridge House. And
Bridge House Bed and Breakfast.
Bed and Breakfast, yep. And so that was kind of where, you know, they had a place to play with you and a place to stay with you.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so you guys created a great partnership, right?
Yes.
So cool. So, right, now give us your little fill-in real quick of who you are and where you came from, how you came to be.
Well, I came from Cottonwood.
Oh, girl.
Wow.
Long drive.
Yeah, after our kids left home and left for college, I didn't know what to do with myself, and I found this fun 1936 house in downtown Reading and decided we needed a bed and breakfast here in town. And so in 2006, we renovated the house, and I opened up the bed and breakfast and became part of our downtown community very quickly. Mm-hmm. We went around and got to know a lot of the restaurant owners, and Janice, we sent a lot of people in there. She called me and thanked me, and mm-hmm. we became friends very quickly after that.
Well, I have to say that same thing for you, too, because you carry our publication, and quite often many of our shoppers come in and they'll say, I saw it in the room, or you told them to come, so thank you for that as well.
You're very welcome.
Yeah. So, and then you guys also have a second location, right?
They're just two houses right next door to each other, yeah. but we're actually living in one of them right now, so we're just renting out one of the houses. But who knows what's going to happen in the future.
Yeah, very cool, very cool. So, but also the Bridge House, you chose to decorate it before you guys did even this partnership, right? You had a music theme?
I did. I had a few autographs. I'm a Keith Urban fan. Linda Bott called me the other night. She went to go see
Keith. Oh, yes,
Keith.
That's right. She did tell us about that.
She said she thought of me, which is, you know, I love it when people call me and say, we just saw Keith Urban and we thought of you. It's like, yay,
you know what, Keith Urban, I mean, no disrespect, I'm not a huge country fan. I mean, I like country music, but it's not like my wheelhouse, but I listen to it or whatever. But he is actually a very good performer and artist. He's really good at what he does.
He's very talented.
You know, I just don't necessarily think of an Australian and think of a cowboy, but I mean, they're just basically, you know, like the United States when it comes to that whole kind of wide open plains and cattle stuff. So why wouldn't they have country, right?
Why not? Why not?
But he's a really good performing artist. I like him a lot.
So I knew that I wanted to be involved with music, supporting our community and supporting music in our community. I wasn't sure how it would fit in, but
it did.
Janice made it fit in.
It worked. So how did you start the Reading Roots Revival? Whose brainstorm was that?
Well, Sisters Folk Festival was part of the start of it.
I created a girls' trip to Sisters Folk Festival.
And where's that held?
In Sisters, Oregon.
There they go.
Yep.
That makes sense.
No stoplights. And that town is just a small little town. And
oh, that's right. I have heard of
the musicians. Mm-hmm. They come, and every shop, every store, everything is full. Tourism, people come in to hear the music, and it's just this great, great festival. The town just lights up.
And are the performers in this are always female?
No.
No, and as a matter of fact, a lot of our performers have performed at the Sisters Festival.
Okay.
That's kind of where I go fishing.
Oh.
At Sisters. I mean,
nice.
for musicians.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I see.
We'd go check them out, and then we'd get them down here to Reading.
I was like, oh, you're a fisher person, too. Yeah. How great. Yeah.
So how many are going to be at the event this year?
25 bands.
Wow.
And it's for 2 days?
2 days. Three venues.
Okay. Where are the venues?
The venues are our main venue where people need to come check in is at Chain Gang Bike Shop.
Cool.
The second venue is at Market Center, right by the Whistle there on Market Street.
Oh, cool.
And then the third venue is Food Truck Park.
Nice.
We really like to include that. It's a free venue. You don't have to have a ticket for the Food Truck Park. So
but
it does
it's nice 'cause it's
include
got the
stage. A lot of people. They've got a beautiful stage there.
Yeah.
And they really like to be involved.
And people can just walk from place to place?
And people can walk from place to place, and we also encourage them to go to restaurants and bars or shops if they are having a break, listening to music. They can walk around and really enjoy our downtown and see what our downtown has to offer.
So, what's the dates?
September 23rd and 24th.
Okay.
So on Friday, September 23rd, the music starts at 5 till 10. And on Saturday, the 24th, the music starts at 1:30.
Okay. And what is the best place to get information and tickets? I would assume you have a website.
Yes, that'd be readingrootsrevival.org.
.org, okay.
Yep.
And there are posters. I've seen posters all
everywhere.
Over town.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You guys were working just a minute ago.
We were. We're out working, getting those posters out and talking to restaurants, letting restaurants know we're going to be sending people their way.
Good.
We also want to mention we have 3 headliner sponsors this year that we could not do this and have a $45 2-day ticket without these sponsors.
So it's $45 for 2 days?
2 days.
That's a
bargain.
That's a bargain.
It's amazing. And Dignity Health, the McConnell Foundation, and Choose Reading are our 3 big sponsors, along with many other sponsors and in-kind. Yes.
And we do have a story about Reading Roots Revival in our September issue. And you can pick that up at the store.
Or any of the other 400 locations.
Because
we deliver them, and let me tell you, it's a lot of work.
It is. It's a lot.
So
I saw them in Mount Shasta and McLeod.
We're all over the place.
Yep.
So you can go online and buy your tickets, but is there a place the day of that you can buy?
You can come to check in at Chain Gang and buy them in person.
You'll still be
selling. And children, they will be more expensive that day. $45 tickets are a special for beforehand, but they will be higher the day of.
It'll be $30 a day.
Yeah.
Basically.
$60. Yeah.
And children can come.
Which is still a bargain.
Yeah. Yeah. And children under 13 are free. We have a fabulous little children's corner that we're putting together. We've got a drum school in town,
and
he is sponsoring the little corner and
drum corner.
I'm gonna mess up his name. I should have written it down.
That's all right. Just give it a try.
Jeremy.
Beats to the core. He's opening up his drum school here on Market
Street. Okay, so it's somebody that's here local.
It is. He walked from York to the Sundial Bridge.
Oh wow.
And
beating a drum.
Yeah, he's a drummer.
The beat of his own drum.
Yeah, right.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, he emailed us and he wanted to be involved, and so he's going to help with the kids' stuff.
And we have a ton of local musicians playing as well.
Yeah. Can't wait.
That's awesome.
So cool.
Yeah, so they'll be at the park. They'll be sprinkled in at the other venues as well, but.
Well, congratulations, and thank you so much for working so hard together to bring us such a great piece of content for downtown and support, and we're happy that you guys are back after 1 year hiatus, like many other things. So thanks for your hard work. Thanks for your generosity to the community.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, these are amazing bands, and we want people to know that they exist.
Yep.
Go and party. Listen to some talented musicians.
Get food, shop, do the whole thing that we're all trying to achieve here downtown.
Yeah.
So
thank
you guys so much for coming on air with us, and we're going to take our next break. And we'll be right back.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
While temperatures are heating up outside, cool down as you stroll through Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. If you're searching for a unique gift for a wedding, anniversary, or special occasion, Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage may have exactly what you're looking for. They have tumblers, goblets, plates, teacups and saucers, silverware, jewelry and jewelry boxes, necklaces, earrings, elegant pins, rings, cufflinks, and more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It. James, that's my favorite song.
Is this?
Drop Rod and James, that's my favorite song. Oh my gosh.
He's like he's in our brain.
I'm just good with this kind of stuff.
You are.
You are.
That's why you get paid the big bucks and control all the buttons. So welcome back, North State. Again, you're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, and this is the Enjoy Hour with myself, James Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine.
And Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine.
And we still have Blake with us because he's family and he hangs out the
whole
entire way. I
just like to hang out.
Yeah. And we have our last guest of the evening for the last 15 minutes here, and we have Abby Ann Lacascio.
Yeah.
Lacascio. Yeah.
Good job.
So, yeah, I was like, Lacascio. Okay. Welcome.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. We love it. And you actually have your visiting father in town. He's here in the studio with us.
I do. He's in the studio.
Yeah. He's a proud papa.
Yes.
And then you have your very handsome husband that's next to you, and
who
he's
also,
here for supports, but he's also a writer for Enjoy Magazine.
Whoa.
You can talk.
That's
okay.
Right.
You're not just a pretty face.
Wow. I'm here for moral support.
Right?
So many Lacascios in the studio.
Yeah.
If you hear anybody saying great point, that was probably the husband of the
show. Yeah, yeah. And for those of you that, and for you guys that don't know, we are also streaming live on YouTube.
Right
so,
on.
Yeah, so we're not just radio. We actually show your face.
Oh.
So, quickly, Abby Ann,
yes.
What is it that you are here to share with us tonight?
Yeah, so I am with United Way of Northern California, and they are hosting their first annual Boss of the Toss Cornhole Tournament. It's presented by Columbia Bank and operated by C&H Cornhole, and it's on Saturday, October 8th, which is three Saturdays from this weekend.
So plenty of time
for
people to plan.
Yeah, and it's at the Sheraton Hotel parking lot in Reading.
It's, ooh, fun.
Yeah, by the Monolith and by 44.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so yeah, that's why I'm here today.
You're promoting, and what is this a fundraiser? I wasn't paying right attention when you were talking, but is it just something? I quite often do that. I quite often in my head, I'm thinking of something else, and then
you
realize
think of the next question.
I know,
no,
and then all of a sudden, I'm like, "What were we talking about?"
Yeah, so it is a fundraiser. It's all the proceeds are going to go to United Way's essential disaster relief services, as well as our other essential services in health and education and financial stability. And I think a lot of people right now, with the wildfires that are going on, can really sympathize with what we're doing. And you know, people want to get involved. They want to help the community. And so, yeah, I'm just here to talk about today how this is a great opportunity for people to get involved and to help out the community.
Well, I would venture to say that, you know, the way that I look at it is America has been founded and based on these kind of organizations since the beginning of time, from the Red Cross to United Way to, you know, there's a ton of them everywhere. But very generous communities, you know, support these types of organizations. And we're seeing, I think, more and more the natural disasters that are happening around us when it comes to especially Northern California drought and fire. They are big necessities because, you know, the regular sources of revenue and streams aren't always there to take care of people or people. And so it falls back on organizations like yourself that step up and, you know, fill the void.
Yes, so totally.
So tell us about the event. So, so it's from what, from 9 to 30 to 5 on the 8th?
Yes, yep, 9:30 to 5. And this is just going to be a really fun, family-friendly event. It's for beginner to advanced cornhole players. So me, I'm more like the beginner.
Which I still laugh about, the whole concept of cornhole.
Yeah, right, you can be like a professional. Yeah, my husband over here, he's probably a good cornhole player, right?
Are you?
Originally from the Midwest, it's like our only game.
Corn. So it's your
it is fun.
Corn-fed cornhole.
Exactly.
That's a fun game. I have a blast playing.
She's a great game player, though. She does all kinds of games. And she actually is a, what is it, was it bocce?
Yeah.
Bocce ball champion last year at Paisano Day.
Oh, man, which is this weekend.
Oh,
yeah.
Watch out.
Yeah.
I can't do it this year, though.
That's pretty good.
I was going to say you'll have to prove it to us after this.
In cornhole. You have to do cornhole.
Yeah, that's really, I love it. I just think it's a lot of fun. So, so it's limited to a certain amount of people.
Correct. So we have 64 teams total that can sign up. So it's teams two, and we have 44 who have registered already. So we have 20 openings to play in the tournament. So, yeah, it's just going to be a really fun day.
We're early, so that's going to fill fast.
Yeah.
I mean, because there's still a few, you know. Reading is typically, everybody discovers this. Whoever has put on an event knows Reading is last minute to arrive. So buying tickets and stuff don't usually happen for a few days right before.
Sure.
This is so cool. A lot of organizations have signed up for this too, right?
Oh, tons. Yeah. So we have around 30 local business sponsors for the event, which we are incredibly grateful for because we could not put it on without them. Lots of teams filled by local businesses. So if you come out, you'll probably recognize a lot of the community that'll be there. So
That kind of stuff is fun when you get to go with your teammates that are your coworkers and businesses and that kind of stuff.
Totally.
So tell us, what is the best way to find out more information or to sign up?
Sure. So you can go to United Way's website, which is norcalunitedway.org/events, and that'll tell you info about the day, and you can sign up right there.
And does it cost money to sign up? I don't know if you already told us that.
Yes, it does. It costs $100 for a team of two to play.
Yeah, and that's part of the fundraising that you're doing is entry fees.
Yep, correct.
And then will you have other things going on there that raise money? Are you going to have, like, silent auctions or food vendors, or how's that going to work?
Totally. So we're going to have lots of food. We're going to have Mosaic's food truck that's going to be selling pizza and beer during the day. And then also Tantardini's is going to be selling their European pastries and stuff. So you won't want to miss that. And if you're not in the tournament, you can also participate. We have around $6,000 worth of
giveaways.
I mean,
I knew that was coming. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, of raffle prizes. Mm-hmm. So
just buy yourself a ticket.
Yeah.
Hopefully win something.
Buy a ticket. Come and win something cool.
And the winner of the tournament, the grand prize is?
$1,000.
Sweet.
Dang.
Yeah. So
it's fun. Yeah.
Should I bone up on my,
pretty cool.
my
really
skills?
Better
Rhonda, James, you guys should have your own team.
I know.
Do it.
Yeah, start practicing.
Enjoy team.
It's not too late. You know, you got 3 weeks.
Get that arm in shape.
Yeah, right? Yeah. It'll be good for your shoulder.
That can happen.
That you complain about all the time.
Yeah.
That's when you need to work it out.
Right.
So we probably have, what, like 1 minute left or
you
so?
You have actually a minute and a half.
A minute and a half.
That's exciting.
I can see his fingers through the glass, but I don't know. I don't know if he's like flashing gang signs or something.
Rhonda, what's the recipe of the month in Enjoy Magazine?
There's a cobbler and then a, what do you call
chimichurri.
It? A chimichurri.
Mm-hmm.
You're sounds hungry. I can tell.
Yeah, it's dinner time.
Yeah. Well, Abby Ann, it's been a pleasure. I love the fact that you are, again, another wonderful individual living here in Reading and working in the community to better what we have to offer to all of our community members and North State in general. And the United Way is an awesome organization. So congrats on that. And
we look forward to your next contribution to enjoy. I think what was the secret? He was doing a story. Oh, were you doing something on limbs?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Let's do it on limbs. They're closing. Oh, we have to do a retrospective.
No, I asked him to do it before we even knew they were closing.
I know. Yeah. That's why I said.
Yeah.
It became an honoring the legacy midway through the writing.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, thank you,
that's
guys.
That's an incredible project.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much. It's time for us to go. It went by fast.
It
so
always does.
North State, we love being here. We love sharing. And what were you going to say real quick?
Thank you for having us.
Oh, you're thanks absolutely welcome. And we'll see you next month.
Wake up, say thinking about time to do the again. Sunshine today, up there,
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.